I managed to whisper. I was beginning to think you weren't real. But she was real. Her cheek against mine, her arm across my shoulders, my hand at her waist. Scar to scar we touched, and all my questions faded as I felt her blood flow with mine, her heart beat with mine. It was a moment of wonderment, great and calm. And I knew that I remembered this feeling. It had been locked in me, closed away, and now she had come and released it. This blissful circuitry. This oneness that had once been ordinary, and was today, now that I had recovered it, miraculous. She came and we were together. I understood that she had come to say goodbye. That next time we met, it would be me who went to her. But this next meeting wouldn't be for a very long time. There was no rush. She could wait and so could I. I felt the touch of her fingers on my face as I brushed her tears away. Then, in joy, our fingers found each other and entwined. Her breath on my cheek, her face in my hair. I buried my nose in the crook of her neck and inhaled her sweetness. Such joy! No matter that she could not stay, she had come. She had come. I'm not sure how or when she left. I simply realized that she was no longer there. I sat on the bed, quite calm, quite happy. I felt the curious sensation of my blood rerouting itself, of my heart recalibrating its beat for me alone. Touching my scar, she had brought it alive. Now, gradually, it cooled until it felt no different from the rest of my body. She had come and she had gone. I would not see her again this side of the grave. My life was my own. Shadow was asleep. I put out my hand to stroke him. He opened a cool green eye, regarded me for a moment, then closed it again.